I think that you just got to tell the truth in politics. If you go back and look at the website those terrorists left, they talk, and what they're talking about is their own involvement in Iraq. They're not talking like these ISIL people are in Paris about this is a decadent place and they're singing and dancing and all of that. And we just need to know the truth.
Is it fair to directly accuse Tony Blair in this fashion, Ken?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the evidence that's built up over the years since, the information was completely just based on one unreliable politician who'd fled from Iraq. And there was nothing to back it up. And we were in that debate in Parliament. We were told, you know, that these weapons of mass destruction were a threat. The Evening Standard headline was that, we were 15 minutes away from a nuclear strike by Saddam Hussein, something along those lines. We were lied to all the way along the line.
How broad within the Labour Party is the sentiment you expressed last night?
This is why, Tony Blair is so sort of stigmatised here in Britain, because we live with the legacy of that. I think he just seems to be an American poodle, and this is increasingly the situation with British prime ministers. They do what American presidents want, rather than represent the British people.
Have you ever had the opportunity, perhaps in more muted terms, to put your thoughts to Tony Blair?
We've never discussed the war at all. The only times in which we were together, and this issue has been touched on, when there were the COBRA committees, the security thing in Downing Street, where we were talking about how to mitigate a terrorist attack on London and what the dangers were, but we never focused. He never asked my advice about what he should do. And I remember one of his staff saying to me, because this was the time when they wanted me to come back in the Labour Party, I said, as I'm opposing the war, you won't want me back in now. He said, we don't care about that. We just want you back in.
If, as the mood seems to be developing in the House of Commons, if there is British military involvement in Syria, would David Cameron be personally responsible for terrorist attacks in Britain?
He needs to be clear, and he wasn't in his statement. If you want to bomb ISIS, that's fine, but then you've got to put troops on the ground to defeat them. If you just bomb ISIS, they might be degraded a bit, they'll still be there, they'll be even more determined to do in London what they did in Paris. And we need to be honest about that. And all the waffle I've heard from some Labour front benches as well as this government, it's just evading that. We all know you can't win a war just by bombing. Hitler was bombing London night after night, sometimes killing 500 people. Londoners got up the next morning and went to work in munitions and all of that. It did not break our will.
You're not comparing David Cameron and the British government to Nazi Germany, are you, Ken?
No, I'm just pointing out that airstrikes do not win your war. You have to touch them down. And almost every military person that's been interviewed in the media says that. And what you need to know is, who are we going to be working with?
Cameron yesterday
said there were 75,000 or 70,000 activists there prepared to beat them. The Americans think it's only 35,000. But the real problem is that the groups fighting in that area are in many ways almost as bad as ISIL. The more moderates are at the other end of the country. And you've just got to have a clear idea. If we are going to bomb ISIL, if we're going to defeat them, what do we put in its place? We went into Iraq without the slightest idea. Iraq's now a worse place than it was under Saddam Hussein.
So how is ISIL defeated then?
I think you need a broad coalition. They're moving towards bringing Russia in. Iran's got troops on the ground. I think you need to look at China, because China has a huge potential threat of terrorism in its Western provinces. You need to look at bringing Nigeria in. They've got an equally evil group, Boko Haram, doing the same things that ISIL is doing. It's got to be seen as the world standing up. It can't just be seen as broadly America and Britain and France looking after Western interests.
Jeremy Corbyn, as he won't be surprised, is copping a lot of flak for the way he's handling this and the way it is reported that he's got a rift within the shadow front bench. How accurate is that, and how would you say Mr Corbyn is handling this crisis?
Corbyn is saying what he believes, and I came into politics, because I want to do the things I believe are right, and that's what Jeremy Corbyn does now. There's a lot of people in the Labour Party don't agree with him, but that's mainly the MPs. The rank and file are solidly behind him. last week 1,000 new members of the British public joined the Labour Party. And I think we need to pay attention to what he's saying. And too many of those Labour MPs are still in denial about the failure of the last Labour government, and they can't come to terms with that. The British people rejected that at the last two general elections, and the Labour Party members rejected it by not voting for Liz Kendall.
But he can hardly afford to lose half his front bench, can he?
I'm sure at the end of the day there's going to be some way out of this, because those people that are thinking of voting to support Cameron's policy on this know full well they do not have the backing of the rank and file of the party membership. And so they might do what they believe to be right, but I don't think they're going to go on and try and overthrow Jeremy Corbyn, because he'll just be re-elected if they won another election.
And to those who might say, Ken Livingstone, this isn't necessarily a very British attitude in that we won't help France and the US, but if we can get Nigeria and if we can get China and if we can get Russia, oh, then we feel a bit safer. That's perhaps not the British way, is it? It's a bit cowed.
Well, but it's a different world. I mean, you and I grew up in a world where it was dominated by the Soviet Union and the United States of America, and we were part of that Western alliance. That world's gone. There is no one predominant power anymore. And I don't want to see what looks like a simple Western invasion, because all that will do will be the biggest recruiting agent for more terrorists that you can have.
Lastly, your summation of ISIL or ISIS, what do you call them? What are they?
I mean, they are, I think, genuinely medieval. They're doing the sort of things that we were doing in Christian Europe 600-700 years ago, pretty horrendous. And they should be defeated, not just because they're a threat to us here in London, but they're a threat, and the things they do to their own people are even more horrendous. They're evil, just like Hitler. You have to defeat them, but you've got to get broad coalition.